This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
Thank you so much for joining us once again as we continue this journey of creating a just society. Right where we are with what we have to look at. Now, this episode is being recorded in the octave of Easter. Now, for those of you who aren't Catholic, you might not understand what that octave of Easter means. Well, Catholics don't celebrate Easter just for one day on Sunday, but we celebrate it for 8 days. And then we have Easter weeks after that we follow. And so today is Wednesday of Easter week, and so we're in Wednesday of the octave of Easter, so we're still talking about the resurrection of Christ. And I want to talk about this new life that the resurrection of Christ brings about. Now, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that phrase may seem familiar, safe, and soft. But the reality of it is anything but that. The resurrection is dangerous, at least to our ego, our sin nature. It's dangerous to our self-centeredness and our tendency to want the worldly comforts. It is not safe as it leads to the death of the old self of selfishness and sin. And it is not soft because it calls us to a life of hard love. Now, in the last episode, we talked about the indiscriminate, merciful, and universal love of God in the parables of Jesus. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not soft because it calls us to this hard life of loving the broken, the poor, the abandoned, who are wounded and who are going to leash out those wounds upon us. And it calls us to the hard love, that love where we love our enemies. In terms of love and justice, I wanted to take a look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what we are called to as a result of it. But first, let's see what it meant to the disciples and how it transformed them. To the disciples, the resurrection of Jesus meant everything. Imagine, in their day, the resurrection was not familiar, safe, or soft to them. This was the first time they had heard of anything like this. I mean, sure, they saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, but to raise himself from the dead? The disciples knew that it meant they were going to be called out of the empire into the new city that St. Augustine talks about, which meant certain persecution by Rome. To the religious leaders, the resurrection of Jesus meant we're screwed because we thought we stopped the guy and now he's back. So if we can't kill him and keep him dead, what are we going to do? They understood that the one final weapon they had to get rid of this radical is to kill him, yet that didn't work out so well with the resurrection. And so it meant a lot of things to different people. How did it transform the disciples? Well, just looking at three of the disciples, it transformed Peter because before the resurrection of Jesus, Peter was cowardly and only thinking of survival. After the resurrection, Peter was bold, courageous, and on a rampage of healing others to the point of being crucified upside down by choice. Choosing that kind of death. The Apostle John, before the resurrection, was self-centered, power-hungry, because he told Jesus, command that I sit at your right hand, to after the resurrection becoming maybe the most enlightened of the disciples to the point of receiving the great revelation that we have in the book of Revelation and dying alone on a remote island. Thomas, before the resurrection, was doubting, and after the resurrection was so sure, so convinced, that he went to the distant land of India to face Hindus and transform with the gospel. And on we could go with the disciples. So you see, the resurrection is not safe or soft. It is a dividing line between life as a consumeristic, materialistic egomaniac, or laying down your life in sacrificial love, even for your enemy. The resurrection calls us to the breaking of all attachments to the world and the flesh, all that is familiar. For many, it meant walking away from family, jobs, security, to living in poverty, hunger, yet possessing a greater power than this world can offer, the power of love and healing. Now, when you are confirmed as a Catholic, you choose a saint to walk with you through this life. And my confirmation saint is Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. I've talked about him before. He lived in the 1700s and, well, started in France, and then where the name Labre comes from is French. And then he walked all over the continent of Europe in his short lifetime. I believe he was 35 when he died. Ended up in Rome, sleeping in the Colosseum at night and healing people, being a beggar. He chose to become a homeless beggar for his adult life, left his family behind, left a letter to them, told them they would never see him again on this side of the grave. Why did he live like this? Because he was transformed by the resurrection. If you study, and I encourage you to study the life of Benedict Joseph Labre, he was so transformed by the resurrection that he gave up his desire, necessity for food, and only ate once a day so that others could have something to eat. He gave up comfort. He slept in churches or slept out in the woods or wherever he could find, slept in the cold at night, all by choice so that he could heal and bring life to other homeless beggars. What a testimony to the power of the resurrection. And because of him, even after his death, thousands of healings have occurred from his intercession. And so many people have come to know the life of God, the love of Jesus Christ, because of the life of Benedict Joseph Labre. But why did all that happen? Because he was so transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ that he laid down his life, gave up the material comforts of this life, so he could, as the book of Hebrews says, gain a better reward. Now, the week I am preparing this podcast is Easter of 2025. I was helping with Mass on Easter morning. I'm a sacristan, which means I help, you know, get the church open and ready and everything ready for Mass, and help after Mass as well to get things closed down. But I was helping with Mass this Easter morning, and I reflected as I was lining up with everyone for the procession. So the sacristan will process down the aisle with the priest, the altar servers, and so on. And as we were lining up for the procession, I was reflecting that if there is no risen Christ, then we wouldn't be here doing this and having this grand celebration. We would instead be stuck in a consumeristic, materialistic, self-centered hell. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, who gives us new life. Resurrection is everything. It's not a nice story. Okay, can we get rid of the nice story of the resurrection and get to what it really is? It is transformative. It changes everything. You cannot believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and continue your self-centered existence. It calls you, the resurrection of Jesus Christ calls you and me to give up everything, pick up our crosses, and follow him, believing in our own resurrection on the last day. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no purpose to social justice. We might as well just give up on justice and just let it be. Without Christ, social justice just becomes a narcissistic attempt to take down the oppressor and to ruin the life of anyone that is deemed to be guilty of injustice, according to our standard, by the way. No one else's, because social justice becomes narcissistic. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's my standard, and you're destroyed if you don't live up to my standard. With resurrection, we realize the potential for healing, reconciliation, and the renewal of all things. Without resurrection, we just see racism everywhere, and we see the solution is taking down the white man. With resurrection, we see, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saw, white man and black man holding hands, hand in hand, singing the praises of God and of freedom. After the resurrection, everything changed for the disciples. Their view of their enemies changed. Their realization of the solution for brokenness changed. Their hope in a better country changed. Their purpose for living changed. When we look at the empty tomb and really realize the resurrection, our approach to social justice takes on new meaning, new potential, and new life. You see, if I, for example, am in a situation where it's like, you know, okay, there's unjust wages being paid. Workers at a particular company are being treated unjustly, given unjust wages, they're locked in poverty, hardship, physical trauma, mental trauma at work. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the solution I'm left with is to, first of all, form my own narcissistic tendency to form my own standard of what should be and what shouldn't be. And then I follow that up with my own narcissistic solution to the problem. And usually that means I destroy the owner of the company. People lose their jobs because I destroyed the owner of the company. And then I wonder, wow, how did it turn out this bad? Don't you notice that the modern social justice movements always turn out bad? Like, they never solve the problem. The problem actually increases after they, quote, perform social justice. Why? Because they're not living out justice from the standpoint of the resurrection. They're doing it from their own narcissistic viewpoint in life. And it always turns out bad. True social justice begins and ends with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when I see in that same scenario the unjust wages and so on, what happens is, because I am united to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, first of all, I'm approaching the situation from a standpoint of life and love. And because of that, I need to ask myself first, in this situation, how do I love the company owner and love the workers at the same time? How do I approach this situation so that at the end of the matter, there is life breathed into that company and into the owner and workers? You see, because as a resurrected people, our job is to breathe life into the world, not more death. The modern social justice movements just unfortunately bring death, more death to the world. No, we need to be bringing life and love and joy and peace to the world. So in that scenario of the unjust wages, then as a person of resurrection, I figure out with others, not just by myself, but with others, I figure out how do we bless the owner of the company and bless the workers at the same time? How do we bring life and love into this situation? And our whole approach to the whole matter looks extremely different than the world's approach. So I encourage you, this Easter season, delve deep into the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a resurrection that is not safe or soft at all, but something that is transformative in its power, and always approach any work of social justice, always approach it from the standpoint of resurrection. How do I bring new life to this situation? Joy and peace. I was talking to a friend this week. I'm not going to name names, but I've got a friend who is in a nursing home dying from the terrible disease ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's shriveling away. And they're just in the process of dying from this terrible disease. They told me they had fear in this process, and I talked to them about the resurrection of Christ, who guarantees the resurrection of the body. So that, as St. Paul says, our glorified bodies, our new bodies, will be like unto Jesus' glorified body. I told them that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, death becomes a hope-filled journey rather than a thing to fear. And by the end of the conversation, they told me that they were ready for heaven. You see, the resurrection is not just a historical event to record or a safe, benign, and beautiful thing to acknowledge. Rather, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the event that changes everything. It calls us out of egoism to sacrificial love. It calls us out of our narrow world of self-centeredness to a life of joy and passion for others. May we be transformed by the reality of the resurrection, thus becoming the warriors of social justice as we live out the true love to the broken, the abandoned, the enslaved, the poor, as we create a just society right where we are.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.